joined on the line this morning by our Senator Sherrod Brown. Happy Flag Day, Senator. How are you today?
Happy Flag Day, June 14th. Absolutely. First person this morning that said that. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to set you right on that and fly your flag proudly today and every day. Let's talk about some of the things you've been working on. One of the things we saw locally, and they're starting to do these things here at the college, has to do with summer manufacturing camps for kids. Tell me a little bit about...
This idea came out of a discussion I had at the White House 5 years ago where somebody that worked in the White House said, you know, everybody wants more manufacturing, but nobody wants their kid to do it. And I thought, you know, that's not really right. It's not really true, but... because I've been in a lot of manufacturing plants in Lorain, Elyria, and Sheffield, and all over Northeast Ohio in those days and over the years, and I know that if people see manufacturing, they it's different from what the perception is. And so we started these camps 5 years ago. We've done about 60 of them now. By the end of this summer, there'll be about 60. They're a day camp. We talk to local communities and local businesses. It's our idea, but they execute it. They make it happen in the end, and kids get to see manufacturing. They get to see things made, and we're doing two of them coming up, both in Lorain Community College at LC, July 9th to 13th and July 16th to 20th. The second one is for girls specifically, because you know we don't see enough girls in things like electricians and engineers and other kind of tech sort of trade professions. So people can go to brown.senate.gov and find out more and sign up and sign their daughter up and love to have them engaged.
The 2018 Farm Bill is moving along. What are some of the key provisions in that?
Well, a big part of it is I teamed up with a couple of Republicans to make sure that we do all the right things to preserve Lake Erie. I mean, a lot of people listening to your show, I know, are old enough to remember what this lake looked like in Lorain and Sheffield Lake and Avon Lake and west and east of here. And we know the threats to this lake always. We cleaned it up effectively 40 years ago, but we got to maintain it. The president eliminated funding for the cleanup about a year ago. Senator Portman and I and others in both parties fought back. Congresswoman Kaptur was very helpful. We got to continue that vigilance, and one of the things in the Farm Bill is to give farmers incentives to plant cover crops and to plant grasses along creeks, and you know, whether it's creeks leading into the Black River, the Sandusky River, or the Maumee River, or the Cuyahoga River, to keep that water as clean as possible. And you know, whether it's working with combined sewage overflow and sewer districts or working with farmers, we have to be vigilant. It's the greatest resource. The Great Lakes are our nation's greatest resource, and Lake Erie is the shallowest and the most vulnerable to pollution, so we have to be vigilant.
On another subject this week, President Trump met with the leader of North Korea. Is it a good or not good idea to open dialogue?
Well, I compared to what they were doing. I mean, they were calling each other names. I don't know that I've ever seen that with a president quite that way, but that wasn't good. So talking is always better. My concern is that the president increasing, I mean, that meeting raises the stature of this thuggish, criminal, mafiosa kind of dictator who murders his own people, including a young man from Cincinnati, Otto Warmbier. I mean, this leader is a thug. And he's a criminal. So a president meeting with him is... raises the stature of that dictator in the eyes of his own country, in the eyes of the world. That means the president better extract concessions. And so far, this president's conceded more, made more concessions to Kim than Kim has made to the United States. So we need to push harder than we are. And I'm concerned, too, that the president calls, you know, the president seems to like and compliment over and over Putin and Kim, two of the world's greatest thugs, and attacks by name allies like the Canadian Prime Minister and the European Union leaders. And I don't quite understand that, because that does not help us long-term in our country.
Have you casted your all-star ballots yet, Jose
Ramirez? I am not, but there's a lot of Indians. The shortstop for sure, the third baseman for sure, the left fielder for sure. Lots of pitchers on the Indians. They need a little more help in the bullpen, but it's a pretty good team.
Absolutely. Still, they're in first
place.
And
they're in a really bad division, right. And that's always good, too.
And they're in first place, and that's always
good.
And
they're going to stay in first place in that division. So
absolutely. Sure.
Thanks.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks.